producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? Is it ducks? Is it Duck Dynasty? Is it where Duck Dynasty could do their thing in North Dakota? Well, a very special guest for you this hour, the one and only Jace Robertson will be joining us. Plus, we're going to chat with Blue Halsey from Continental Resources later on in the program. More about that very important crude export ban that could be lifted soon if the United States Senate can get her done. Talk about that and more coming up. More on New York City. We have Taylor Swift bumper music and so much more straight ahead. Folks, I guess he's found his Duck Dynasty. It's North Dakota after all. The one and only Jace Robertson at the Williston Trinity Christian College, the Trinity Christian School up in Williston this weekend. Jace, welcome to North Dakota. How you doing?
Hey, man, thanks. I'm loving every minute of it.
So is that the deal? Did you think this is really the Duck Dynasty? Is that why you're here, the Ducks?
Well, actually, I came here hunting a few years ago, and we had this place scouted out. We had permission to hunt. It was loaded with ducks, and the storm of the century came through. And we were trying to film, so we didn't want to get all our equipment wet. And so we wind up leaving. And I've always had a hollow place in my heart after that about North Dakota. So I got to get back up there because it was too beautiful. And then when these kids came up at this Christian school, I said, "Oh yeah, I'm in." I may meet some other duck hunters. So I penciled it in the schedule.
That's awesome. Are you a pheasant hunter at all?
I'm not, but I love to eat pheasant. The only reason I'm not a pheasant hunter is because we don't have any pheasant in Louisiana. I mean, we might have had those years ago, but you know they taste so good. I'm not sure if you know they're just not native to that area, or they shot them all and they headed north.
I love it. Well, you get a twofer, you know, when you come up, so it's great here. Are you going to get any hunting in, or is it all business this trip?
Oh no, I flew in about an hour ago, and I'll leave in a couple hours. But, you know, we schedule multiple events on the weekends because I only do events when we're not filming these days. So I'm in a little small break. So we have a couple of events, and then I got to get back to Louisiana.
So you might be able to repeat that shoot in North Dakota again sometime soon. You'll come back, huh?
I will come back. If a guy has a lot of land and they got ducks there, especially if he doesn't hunt, you know, that's perfect. And then he can invite me, and I'll go tell him what the best thing to do to, you know, shoot ducks, and I'll tell him the best way to eat them. Well, so it'll be a pretty good trade offer. I'm making a trade offer. If anybody has large quantities of land in North Dakota, they can let me hunt it, and I'll give them a hunting report, and I'll give them some recipes, and we'll trade.
I think you probably are going to be inundated with offers to take you up on that deal.
Let me give you my email, and I'm going to put this email there, and that way if somebody wants to invite me, then they can. This is the easiest email in the world. Jace, J-A-S-E, at duckcommander.com.
All right. Well, you are on North Dakota's most listened to radio talk show. We are blessed to have a lot of wonderful listeners out there, and I'm dying to see which one wins the sweepstakes. We're going to have some fun with this, for sure.
Oh, and I'm serious, because your season is open, you know, when there's nothing else open and there's nothing else going on down in Louisiana. So I need a little getaway place to shoot some ducks.
That's beautiful. Now, folks, make sure you include us on the email. Send it to jace@duckcommander.com and then scott@flagfamily.com. So when the big event happens, we can celebrate this day. We can celebrate.
We might have gotten something started here.
Exactly right. And we will give all the credit to the Williston Trinity Christian School who brought you here.
That's exactly right.
For this wonderful
right.
event. When they asked you to come up to North Dakota, what'd you say?
I said, of course, I'm coming. I mean, the kids are our future. And I do mainly, that's what I do these days when I do an event, because we get hundreds of offers, and I'm not being arrogant. That's just the truth. And so, but you know, the dates has to work out, and so I'm looking for things like this where, you know, because our kids are our future, and so anything that's kind of centered around a Christian school, I'm in. And I believe if you try to do what's right and do it God's way, good things will happen. So see, through this, we may even get a way to duck hunt. So it's pretty awesome.
I love it. Why does Duck Dynasty work as well as it does?
Well, you know, there's a lot of people in L.A. and New York who are with cameras trying to figure that out because, you know, it just became so popular. My opinion is that, number one, we didn't compromise on who we are, you know, as a family. We just decided to be ourselves, and that way if people liked it, it was something we could reproduce. And so that sounds easy, but in the Hollywood world, it's hard to do that because they're wanting you to do certain things, and we just weren't going to compromise on who we are, and we didn't compromise on our faith either. And I think, you know, that resonated with people that we're sincere. And probably the last thing is that we laugh at ourselves, and so we have a pretty good supply of comedy when it comes to my family because nobody takes each other too serious. So
I have a theory, and I'm curious what you think of it. I think we're craving, as a country, moral leaders, right? And you guys are regular folks and regular families with ups and downs like everybody else. Yet you're moral leaders. You're unafraid of your faith, and you're standing for what you believe in. And I think Americans are craving.
I mean, I think there's something to that. You know, some people are shocked that there's not more people who will stand up for things that are right and not back down about things of faith. And we have it. You know, we're really outspoken, and we get a lot of persecution because of that. But, you know, we're not going to compromise on our faith or, you know, what's right. So that doesn't mean we're perfect. That just means we're striving to do things God's way because we think that's the ideal way.
You mentioned persecution. There's a lot of that going on these days in a lot of different corners. And I would argue there's a crisis of religious liberty in this country right now. And the most recent example is Oregon, where you had literally, you know, people dying for their faith, religious martyrs, because they answered the question, "Are you Christian?" Yes, boom, you're dead. Do you see us at a really challenging time, a crisis time, when it comes to being people of faith in this country right now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's hard to take one incident and try to figure out what exactly is going on. I've been asked that a lot. What I've noticed is. You know, a lot of these places where they're trying to take away all the guns, what happens is you're actually kind of empowering people with evil intentions, because if they're the only ones that have a gun and you're in a gun-free zone, that's a bad situation. And so that's why I always defend, you know, the right to bear arms, because that's where that idea came from, was so that you could help arm yourself and defend yourself and your family against evil attacks. I mean, that's why they wrote, "We have the right to bear arms." So the Christian side of it, yeah, I think mainly it's persecution and just, you know, social media and stuff like them. You know, you get the wrong person who, you know, may have evil intentions or some kind of mental issues, and all of a sudden he wants to become famous by shooting Christians. You know, that's why I'm for concealed carry, and I'm for as many people being armed with good intentions. I think that's the way to combat that. But that's, you know, that's my opinion. But we're all feeling for situations like that because it's absolutely horrible.
And a listener asked us to ask you whether or not you thought all gun owners ought to be NRA members so they can help us defend and protect America's Second Amendment.
Well, I would say that's the least thing we ought to do. You know, if you have people who are trying to take away all your guns, and you look at the Constitution and why these rights were written, that's what we have them for, to defend ourselves against evil attacks. And, you know, there's so many people on this earth now. Some of them don't have good intentions, but some of them are just flat out, you know, wacko. And so, you know, it's easy to get a gun, And so there you are. So you say, what do you do about it? I say you arm yourself, and as many people who are armed, the better, with good intentions. I mean, it amazes me that a lot of these people who say, let's take away all the guns, they're walking around and they have enough security around them to start a war, you know, because they're, you know, these high profile politicians. So I just always thought that as kind of hypocritical when they're saying, yeah, take all the guns away, except for my security team. So.
Yeah, no, there are no gun-free zones around those folks. Is there no gun-free zone around the president? I mean, he's,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You still got to have it's a good and evil issue. And, you know, that's just the way it is. That's the way it's always been since the, you know, first man's here on the earth. I mean, you're going to have, you know, good and evil issues. So.
All makes sense. Chase Robertson, hang tight. More of this interview when we continue after a short time out on What's on Your Mind. 550K Fire AM, 1100 The Flag, KTGO, and KLTC. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA, home of the Hot Stuff Pizza, 4 for $4 special, is giving away $10,000 again. Two $500 gift cards will be given away weekly. PetroServe USA makes everyone a winner with their Hot Stuff Pizza, 4 for $4 special.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our group, our network of buyers, and through our 15 internet sites.
Speaking of internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com or call 701-347-2727. Art, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
My next mistake, love's the game, wanna play. New money,
I'm not much of a Taylor Swift fan, because I can't name that tune.
Blank Space.
Blank Space,
big,
huh?
Big pop hit for her. Not as much of a country thing, but a big pop hit for her.
And the idea being, you know, you're a blank space now. I've blotted you out. You're gone. You loser.
Yeah.
Does she go through a lot of boyfriends, or what's the deal? Because she, man, she writes.
I know. Maybe that's why she's worked so hard at helping her fans and bringing her fans stuff, because she went through a big period where she was constantly in and out of relationships and writing a song about it, you know, person after person after person. So rather than that being her legacy, the legacy is helping her fans, which is good. Great move, but yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right, 21 past the hour, we're chatting with Jace Robertson. It's an interview we did on Saturday, actually. Jace was in town for the Williston Trinity Christian School, and they bring in great speakers. You should get them on your radar. They're a great school, and know what they're doing, because they do fabulous work. Some good folks up there. But if for no other reason, get on their calendar or get on their get them on your radar so you know who they bring in, because they bring in these big names of really incredible speakers. For their annual dinner. It's a lot of fun. And I know Target Logistics was responsible for helping last year with Sarah Palin, and also this year with Duck Dynasty's Jace Robertson. Already I'm getting emails, and so is Jace, because he gave out his personal email address as he's looking for some land to do some duck hunting here in North Dakota. And we're getting a few calls as well. Awesome. But let's finish the interview with Jace, first of all. Should be, and we were just wrapping up the conversation where we were talking about the school shooting in Oregon, and a listener had said, you know, this has brought up the whole gun control issue now. Don't you think folks should be members of the NRA? And he said yes, but he also explained it pretty well. He'll just finish that here.
You know, first fans here on the earth. I mean, you're going to have, you know, good and evil issues. So, yeah, you can. They've tried it, and I don't blame them for trying it, but we've tried it. It's just not a good idea to take away all the guns. You're just empowering criminals. That's all you're doing.
I want to ask you about a very special little girl in your family, your daughter. Your wife has written this book, Blessed, 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 and talking about the health challenges of your daughter having been born with a cleft palate. Some people may look at that and say, whoa, 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 whoa. You're telling me I can be blessed by suffering? That bad, horrible things happening is a blessing? And that just doesn't compute for him. How can you be blessed by suffering?
Yeah, I truly have 12 years into her life realized that you can be blessed through suffering. And we read the Bible, but sometimes it's hard to really take it personal until something happens. There's a passage in Romans 5 where it reads that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope, which is what I've seen in her life. You know, she's real mature for her age because she's had 8 surgeries and all kind of procedures and different issues that she's had to go through. But my wife named the book that because that's speaking of our children. You know, our first son, we thought, well, we're blessed. This is cool. No big problems. Our second son, it's like, yep, blessed again. Well, then all of a sudden, those three dots was the hesitation, because when you have a daughter born with special needs, all, you know, you naturally blame God or question God through that process. You're like, why does this happen? Why, you know, why me? And we went through that for a few months. And when she was born, there was an issue about her breathing on her own. And all of a sudden, here I was worried about what she was going to look like, or, you know, the challenges that was going to happen. And now I'm fearful that she's not going to live. And that was a life-changing moment for me right there. I thought, okay, I'm not going to view this thing selfishly anymore. And so instead of saying, why me, we're going to say, why not me? But my wife, she wrote a book about the, you know, the ups and downs of having a kid with special needs. And it truly is a courageous, brave story that she offers. And people just gravitate to my little girl because she's so mature for her age because of all the things that she's been through. So the blessing of it all is that God takes our messes, whether it's, you know, our own doing or, in this case, out of our own control, and he turns them into messages, you know, for him. And so we point people to God through this, and it's something that you can deal with and overcome, and it produces hope in the lives of people. So it's really been inspiring, and my daughter's taught me more than anything I've ever learned just watching her operate. So it's been truly a blessing.
I really, really, really hope people read that book, because there are a ton of lessons that'll stay with you for the rest of your life, whether that's a day, a month, or decades. left to go in your mouth. You know, it's great.
Have you a Kleenex box right next to you, because it's actually pretty emotional, you know, her story.
Absolutely. Well, hey, keep cranking on the great Duck Dynasty. Thanks for coming to North Dakota. Can't wait for you to come back, and we're going to find the land to do it. So I'm on the job and looking for your, looking forward to your return, Jace. Thanks a ton.
All right. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Is he awesome or what, folks? Jace Robertson of the Duck Dynasty fame. There's just so much there I don't even know where to start. That was a lot of fun. But I'm most excited about them coming back and literally having North Dakota be part of Duck Dynasty. I really am. So if you've got some, and we're going to keep this conversation going, been emailing back and forth, and I heard from some folks this weekend that have been generous to say, hey, come here, come there, and I'm going to forward every single one we get onto them and let them decide. So kind of cool. That was great. And really kudos to the entire team. Doug Black and that whole crew at Williston Trinity Christian School. My buddy Jeremy Weflin is the former pastor at the Assembly of God Church in Tioga. Great guy. Man, just amazing. He's doing some work for them now and helped us line that interview up. So we appreciate that very, very much. That was a lot of fun. Ole and Mandan, you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. How you doing, Ole?
Hey, doing great up here in windy North Dakota this morning.
I said Mandan, but you're in Medora, it says here, right? Medora.
Yeah, it's been blowing about 40 miles an hour again this morning.
Well, you could have been worse. You could have been in Cannonball. They had to evacuate the whole darn town last night.
Yeah. Well, we were in Beach on Friday night for the Saturday night for the Pheasants Forever banquet. It was nice, beautiful, calm. And then come the Sunday morning, windier and a son of a gun for them pheasant hunters.
Yeah, I hear you. I know. It was not ideal pheasant hunting.
The guys staying here, they all fell out yesterday, so. Well, the birds are sitting tight, and the dogs were able to get them to bunch up right in front of them before they got in the wind, you know.
Well, guess what? There's a lot of pheasant hunting season left, right? So no worries. Plenty of roosters to hunt. Yeah.
So out here, we got a lot of them this year.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Ole. Well, good to hear from you. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, this Duck Dynasty deal, you know, like I was talking to my wife, this would be a perfect place to see the heartland of the Badlands of North Dakota. It's not much for the ducks, but upland birds and prairie dogs and coyote hunting and all that this time of year versus a few ducks around here. But
yeah, they're a little duck crazy, though. They need the ducks. I tried on the pheasant hunting. I don't know if you heard me at the beginning of the interview. I said, you know, how about the pheasants? They just... They're pretty duck crazy, but I'm with you. If we get them up here, maybe we'll do a little tour after the duck hunting somewhere. But
It's kind of hard to find ducks in the Badlands. There ain't much water.
You're exactly right. Got to have that water. Thanks, Ole. Appreciate it. Pete and Mandan is next. We'll get to you in a second here. And we'll also tell you about where you can get tangy summer sausage and brats at a great deal. Hint, hint, ladies and gentlemen. It's in Fargo and in Moorhead. More after this.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The Porch to Flames Conference is coming to Williston October 6th through the 8th. Register to visit the fastest growing small city in America. Take a bus tour of Williston's infrastructure growth, the energy or agriculture industries. Network with investors and business leaders from across North America and hear from renowned speakers who will explore the economic outlooks in Canada and Mexico. Register today for the 18th annual Porch to Flames Conference, October 6th through the 8th in Williston. For more information, visit PorchToFlames.com. PorchToFlames.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
You're on the phone with your girlfriend. She's upset. She's going off about something that you said. She doesn't get your humor like I do. I'm in the room. It's a typical Tuesday night. I'm listening to the kind of music she doesn't like. And she'll never know your story like I do. But she wears short skirts, I wear t-shirts.
How many of our listeners do you think right now are staring at their radios going, what is wrong today? What do you think, guys? Crank it up.
Have you gotten those tickets yet, by the way? I mean, you should be at some time during the
turn it up,
we were
turn
playing.
It up, turn it up. One strong possibility to answer your question.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'll be out there signing. Sell me two tickets or I'm dead.
That'd I mean, time is of the essence here, you know. You can't
what was the name of that song that we just played, anyway?
You Belong With Me.
You Belong With Me. Okay, yeah. She's trying to goad. It's all girl troubles, you know. She's trying to goad a boy from another girl, right? You Belong With Me, kind of.
Yeah.
I get it. All right. Just trying to get in the
mode.
That's
how you build up the roster there. That's how you build up, you know, get your... The next guy you're going to write a song about with the breakup, you got to get him first.
I got it. All right. Folks, we normally do not spend a lot of time on pop singers on What's On Your Mind, but Taylor Swift is in North Dakota tonight, and 20,000 screaming fans will be coming in from all corners of a five-state region and beyond to check out Taylor Swift. And I will be there with a very fired-up 12-year-old little daughter of ours by the name of Haley Grace, who has been, like, bouncing off the walls since we finally relented, over the weekend and said, okay, fine, we'll get a couple tickets and we'll go see this show. So, anyway, that's happening.
And now you got just a few hours left to score those tickets, so you're going to have to go back and, well, I tried, but,
exactly. Right. I do have one strong possibility right now.
Okay. I know you're well-connected. It really shouldn't be a problem, but I just don't want to see you have to go back. And
right, yeah.
You know, I should have bought the tickets earlier, blah, 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 you know.
So I promised before the break that I would tell you on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline where the Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour is going to be, one of our fine sponsors here on the program. And by the way, if you go to Cashwise locations in Fargo-Moorhead, here's the special for you, okay? This is really, really nice, okay? We're talking about tangy brats, 28-ounce tangy brats, ham patties. They're also the tangy is $9.88. The brats are $3.68 a pack. So that's the great deal. And they're going to be the Big Flavor Tours in town as well. They'll be doing ham patties, brats, and tangy summer sausage. And it's Fargo, it's West Fargo, it's Moorhead locations of Cashwise. Okay? So just wanted to let you know, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Wednesday, Fargo, Thursday, West Fargo, Friday, Moorhead. More on that as we go throughout the week. We have a special guest be joining us in just a moment to talk about something extraordinarily important to North Dakota's economic future. But first, Pete Mandan's been waiting to weigh in there on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Pete, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention the best thing I like about Taylor Swift. She don't do none of that twerking.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Okay, I need
that,
to be...
I need Cyrus girl.
Twerking. Or
I don't know. I have no idea what twerking is. Twerking is in, like, twerk a ranch, or what do you mean, Pete? Pete, what does twerking mean?
Well, your partner there will explain it to you.
It's twerking, you know, when she's sticking her butt out and all that stuff.
Wow. I guess I know I'm a fossil.
Have Rev pull up a YouTube video during the next break. He'll.
All right, Pete. Thank you for that.
But you're. I mean,
I don't want to see you twerking tonight. Twerking or twerking?
Twerking. Twerking.
Twerking.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Very good. I'm glad she doesn't.
It's the thing that Manny does in the studio every day that drives us crazy.
Yeah, right.
All I know is she sings. She
I'm not
does
physically
it well.
Capable okay. of it. I've got the wrong physique for that.
Trust me, I'm not physically capable of it either.
We have poll numbers for potential governor candidates in North Dakota. We have Paul Ryan being courted to be the next Speaker of the House. We have Jace Robertson of Duck Dynasty on the show and Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and we are talking twerking.
It's a very polarizing thing. And you know what? I forget the caller's name. He was exactly right. I mean, Taylor Swift is a very wholesome without being so over the top wholesome you get repelled by it. I mean, she's perfect.
And I'm going tonight. I'll give you a full report.
Doesn't do
and
that goofy dance that people look at and go, "Oh, has she ever turned out?"
Just been
Hannah Montana was a sweet girl, but her alter ego Miley Cyrus has really turned out to be something weird.
Where do I go to get the last 5 minutes back? She's a good wholesome girl. She's a good wholesome girl. Now you're talking my language here.
Wholesome girl.
Yeah, talk to me like
a bunch of guys' hearts to write songs about them. But there you are.
Blue Halsey is the Vice President of Government Relations and Regulatory Affairs at Continental Resources. Let me begin with my apologies for having to have you wait through that, Blue. First of all, how are you?
I am so glad to be on your show right now.
Well, just wait till your kids get
working. Taylor Swift, yeah. This is exactly, I am on the right day.
Yeah, you're on the right day. Now, your kids are young, but just wait. There'll be a time when you'll have to deal with this stuff. Yeah. And I think the lesson is do not bring your kids to a show where they're twerking, okay? That's all I'm saying.
I've already got that on my do not let my 7-year-old daughter ever twerk, ever.
Exactly right. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Anyway. No old stuff from college days or high school or anything like that? Never, huh?
No, well, I went to college before the Facebook. So if there was ever twerking, it never was. Nobody had a picture.
Or it would have been taken with a great big camcorder and not some little telephone, right?
Plausible deniability.
That's your limitations are up on that deal.
That's exactly right.
Good point.
Anyway, so listen, I'm really honestly, in all seriousness, very, very excited on one hand to see 261 members of the United States House vote for lifting the crude oil export ban that has been around since the 70s, and it's a relic that needs to go. I'm a little bit nervous about whether the Senate can get a veto-proof margin. I know all the Republicans are on board. John Hovind's done an incredible job on that front. Senator Heidi Heitkamp has been a great leader on this issue. She has. We're not always her biggest cheering session here, but she's been great on this. But she's got a big job to get 60 votes. I want to talk about, Rob, Blue, a little bit about this issue from the standpoint of, I know your boss, Harold Hamm, has been, just a voracious tiger trying to make the case for this thing, and other folks have as well. But this has huge, huge potential to really fuel North Dakota's renaissance as this energy renaissance continues to happen, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does, Scott. Now I'll tell you, when we first started this deal and looking at our votes, we knew we could pass it in the House, but it's not the anymore, it's you try to make these as nonpartisan as possible, and this certainly is. I mean, this export issue has it's not a Republican Democrat issue. It shouldn't be. It's really an economic freedom issue, and allowing to have free trade with products like you do with agriculture products, like you do with anything else. Most things here that we produce in America, and that this is really our case. When we started this, the speaker basically said, you know, if we get 15, 20 Democrats on this bill, we'll be super pleased. And I think that's really the story about last week. We got 26 Democrats on the bill from throughout the country. These are some moderate, some not so moderate. Some we've got obviously some Democrats from Texas, but you've got some Democrat from Illinois. They're spread out, and because I think the policy, when it comes right down to it, is the right thing to do. There was a lot of misinformation. We were up in D.C. even as late as Thursday of last week. They had the vote on Friday. We happened to be in North Dakota pheasant hunting on Saturday, so we couldn't be in D.C. on Friday. But so we had our priorities straight. But I will.
Darn right.
I will say that we were trying to battle that misinformation. We were trying to make sure that everybody understood what this vote meant, the implications of putting people back to work, of making sure that products can get where they need to be, the implications of on consumers and gas prices and everything else. So it was a lot of work, and we were pleased with the 26 we got.
All right. So in the Senate, is 60 doable?
You know, we think it is. You know, it's interesting. We got out of committee. We've had the two.
And I apologize for interrupting, but 60 is what allows you to actually get to a vote, right? And then the veto proof is 67, correct?
That's right. That's right. So the 60 is really you need 60 to get to cloture, is what they call that. That ends debate on a bill. So you really have to have 60 as a threshold to get anything passed. So it really does. It requires a large consensus of, you know, it's quite a, you know, it'd be a whole lot easier if you just had to have majority, but it's not that way in the Senate. It's not the way it works. So you got to have 60, and we think under the right circumstances we can get there. We've had the votes. The votes have been out of Banking Committee last week or the week before. We got. And Senator Heitkamp actually was on the side, and she argued as best as she could for that, and got the bill out of committee with just her vote from the Democratic side. We had Senator Tester vote no from the package that was presented. He voted no, but he spoke very favorably for it. Mark Warner spoke favorably for it. There are Democrats on those that we believe in the Senate that will end up voting for the final package. It's just what that package is and how that's presented, I think, will be kind of the chess that we're playing right now.
All right. And only 30 seconds left, Lou, but I, if you could, in a nutshell, why is this important to just average everyday North Dakotans?
It's important because we're reaching world markets with the crude that you're producing. North Dakota has some of the finest crude in the world, and we have heavy refineries here in the United States, some complex refineries. We have very light, sweet crude. That crude is best fit to go to other refineries throughout the world. We have free trade with all of our refined products. But crude, because of this renaissance, this energy renaissance that we've created here with help in North Dakota, Texas, Oklahoma, have created the need for us to reach those markets. So it's really a consistent market for the crude, allows us to produce more long-term production. It actually levelizes global consumer prices from gasoline, because you're paying world prices for gasoline. It's really best for the consumer, best for the United States, something we can do from a policy standpoint.
Absolutely. It's really about Main Street up and down all of North Dakota and the royalty owners and folks and everywhere else. It really is. Our best to Harold. I know he's worked real hard on this. I hope he got a few roosters this weekend.
You know what? It's a wonderful – I know everybody – Everybody lives in North Dakota, loves North Dakota. You should get out west and shoot some birds. It will make you appreciate your beautiful state. It's so
cool. It's a dandy. Absolutely. It's thanks, Blue. Blue Halsey from Continental Resources on What's on Your Mind.
We're not the same. We're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H Club, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
PetroServe USA is celebrating Bison football. Come on in to any PetroServe USA location and register to win your share of $10,000 in cash. That's right. Two $500 gift cards are given away every single week at a PetroServe USA location near you. Your official Bison tailgating supply headquarters. With everything you need for game day, get the best deal in town on propane fills. There's Bison gear, fresh baked buns, pop, cookies, and medium pizzas just $5.99. PetroServe USA is also home to the 4 for 4 special, where you get 4 items, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink, and 2 cookies, all for only $4. 4 for 4 all day, every day, at a PetroServe USA location. And that Bison apparel, it's the best of the best, and at an incredible deal at PetroServe USA locations. Plus, come on in, stock up for tailgating, load up on the Bison gear, and get yourself registered, too, at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better. And go Bison!
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Swift, who will be live at the Fargo Dome tonight. And by the way, a listener just emailed me that evidently the Fargo Dome has released some tickets in their good seats. Somebody said they bought some at the 50-yard line.
But he rolls up. You need them.
120, yeah. So I've got them. I'm good. I'm good.
Oh,
good.
You, You're good now. Okay.
Yeah, the ones I mentioned came through, so good to go.
Awesome.
Yep.
There you go.
And you know what she's singing about here, don't you? This is Taylor Swift live tonight at the Fargo Dome. Listen close. See if you can pick up what she's singing about. Bright lights, but they'd never blind me. Okay. Welcome to New York, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. Lillian just sent a note here. Says, I want some info on that New York Christmas trip. Are there seats left? Lillian, there are. Yes, I'm checking out a few other emails here from folks. Uh-oh. What happened? In this place. This emailer says, I'd love to go, but my husband can't go. Do you still have two tickets? Oh, is she going to go find the postman, or what the heck's going on there, I wonder? She's wanting
girls
to go anyway.
Out. I mean, that's what you do when that happens.
Maybe she can find some girlfriends and go. Yeah, there you go. Anyway, a bunch of these in. And if you missed this earlier, we had originally had the deadline of Monday, and then somebody remembered it was Columbus Day. The deal is, this is a really good price. And it's such a good price, they actually are you know, you end up, if you want to go and get this price, you got to send them a check. And you can do it by credit card, but then it costs a little bit more. So it's just the lowest possible price. And we needed to find 40 folks to do this, to come along with us to New York City, by the deadline. Well, the deadline is now tomorrow. And we now, I believe, have 40 or just shy of 40. We're really close. And so that means we actually can take a few more. Because once we get to 40, we have the ability to add others as well, up to 52. I don't know if any of that's making sense. But, you know, 40 is what the price is based on. And then you have, you know, the ability with a few extra hotel rooms and airline seats and everything else to add a few other folks to come along. So, anyway, this is going to be so fun. December 1st through the 5th, New York City. We're taking off from either Bismarck or Fargo, your choice. A couple folks I think are leaving from Minot. And we land at LaGuardia and actually right there hop on the motor coach tour and then go see Manhattan. We dine that night together at Trump Cafe. And I'm thinking we can have like a little New York City version of What's on Your Mind together, you know. My wife and I will be there and we'll, you know, I'll move around to all the folks and we'll have lots of conversations. It'll be fun. Then we're going to end the night in Times Square, which is just incredible. The next day we get up, breakfast on us. That's included. So is dinner, by the way. Top of the Rock for a fantastic view of the Big Apple. Top of the Rock is Rockefeller Center. That's where Saturday Night Live is at, and, you know, the Today Show. And the Rockefeller Center is sort of the epicenter at Christmas time because the skating rink is there, the Christmas tree, St. Patrick's Cathedral is real nearby. It's just all the fun. But Today Show is, you know, you see that if you ever watch the Today Show. Then we go over to St. Patrick's Cathedral, Statue of Liberty, you know, back on the tour. Cotton Club for dinner that night, then on Wednesday night. And a live jazz performance. Then Thursday, breakfast again on us. Going to go to Fox News Channel. We got some fun planned there. Stop by Fox News Channel, see some friends. Central Park, Metropolitan Museum of Art. Ellen Stardust Diner for dinner that night, where you see a lot of the kind of, you know, who's who of New York City. And then we go over to the Imperial Theater for Les Mis, the Tony Award-winning mega musical masterpiece. It is a uplifting story, an epic story. It's really good. It's about the survival of the human spirit. I kid you not. It will move you. It'll bring you to tears. It's an incredible show. Friday, breakfast again on us, 9/11 Memorial and Museum, Wall Street, the whole works, the UN, Little Italy for dinner that night, and then Radio City Music Hall for our last night there, the Christmas Spectacular featuring the Rockettes. Man alive. Full day of touring. Kind of on your own on Saturday and then fly home. So it's a lot of fun, folks. If you haven't done New York City or New York City at Christmas time, you haven't lived. You got to see it. Join the fun. If you'd like to go, $2,569 per person, two shows, airfare, hotel accommodations, breakfast every morning, the dinners included. Email me, scott@flagfamily.com, scott@flagfamily.com, and we'll get you in touch with the folks to get you in by the deadline and get you the really good deal. Okay? Last chance. It'll be fun. So I'm going to Taylor Swift tonight, Todd. Have I mentioned that? I'll have a full report tomorrow from Bismarck State
We're
College.
We're expecting one.
Bismarck State College tomorrow. We'll get to some more news, too. Really, I really want Paul Ryan to be Speaker of the House, and I want to explain why. And I see a lot of folks online don't like it at all. I got a really interesting email from Don Morton. Don Morton is the top Microsoft official in North Dakota, of course, former football coach at NDSU, all-around good guy. He's on the board of higher ed. And his email says essentially, well, I guess I need to resign from the board of higher ed because I'm not from North Dakota. And he's talking about my theory on, we briefly touched on this earlier, it has to do with the op-ed up at the Say Anything blog over the weekend about needing to fix higher education. And I want to talk about it because what does from North Dakota mean? I mean, I'm not from North Dakota, but I love North Dakota. So I want to spend a little time on that. We'll do that tomorrow as well. So it should be great fun, okay? Just got a daughter, text my daughter, ticks, question mark. I can answer, yes, we got the tickets now. Going to the show. We'll have a full report tomorrow. And, again, be at Bismarck State College tomorrow for their big energy conference. God bless you, one and all, folks. Thank you for listening to the program. Remember, we're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Scott at FlankFamily.com by email or call 855-200-1776. I hope you realize your family, you being the listeners to What's on Your Mind. Because to me, Scott Hennon, host of this program, What's on Your Mind, you are family to me and all of us here. And I love a family trip. We're going to New York City, you know, December 1st through the 5th. We did this last year. It sold out. And we're at crunch time now for a great deal. If you'd like to join us this year to take advantage of this great price of $2,569 per person for everything, hotel accommodations, airfare, motor coach travel in New York City, a Broadway show, the Rockettes, four dinners, your breakfast, the works, and see all the sights you need to see, you need to jot this number down right now. I'm going to give you the number direct to Group Travel Planners, 952-898-3478. That's 952-898-3478. You can ask for Jason at extension 228 or Amber at extension 225. Or send me an email. I'll get you all the info right away. Scott at FlagFamily.com. Let's go to New York City, December 1st through the 5th.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.